Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fairy Godmother Project in this morning, and we have lots to talk about. Kathleen Pesolano is here this morning to talk about a lot of things. There really are a lot of things about to happen with the Fairy Godmother Project. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning. It is a busy couple of months coming up, actually the rest of the year. I don't know. We're just busy, busy, busy.
It is. A couple of things before we'll get into all of these events as we go along here this morning, but it's been a busy year for you. I guess the Stardust Ball, that's been the latest. That was a huge success.
It was a huge success. Even though it rained, it was a beautiful event. People came out in support. It's just one of the ways that really, you know, Fredericksburg, our community, comes out to really, you know, wrap their arms around families that are facing pediatric cancer and kind of just say that, you know, we're here for you. We're gonna help. We're gonna be there. And so we're just very blessed.
Well, let's talk about some of the work of the Fairy Godmother Project, Kathleen, because what you do is so important and so out of the ordinary of what a lot of organizations do. You work with families, with kids that have families that are dealing with pediatric cancer.
Right. We focus on the family, specifically the caregivers, with the idea in mind that if we can alleviate some of the burden, some of the stress that they're experiencing on just those everyday things, they're better able to be there for their child, for the children and the family, for each other. And just it's just better for the family as a whole as a journey wherever cancer takes them, together. And so we want to be there to help strengthen them. But, you know, the best way that we can is to say, what are those things that we can do? Simple, small things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, helping to make sure that, you know, their grass gets mowed or their house is clean, you know, for when they come home because they're worried about germs and being immune compromised. Making sure that they can afford gas to get back and forth to appointments or the hospital stays, all those things, and groceries, just those simple everyday things. But also provide them emotional support. So having people check in on them, having people be there for them, however they're ready, right? Be there to listen, but not push it. Allow them their space, but just know that somebody is there that cares.
And it's just those small things. When we dealt with our family with our son having cancer, and at that time it was pre cell phones, but it was you know, calling cards. To get one of those calling cards was just golden.
It was, because then you could communicate. You could get, you know, to the person who probably is at home.
Yeah.
You know, with the other children, taking care of things, or the person who's working and you're at the hospital and you want to be able to report what's happening.
Yeah.
It is. It's like just those little things are just, you know, key that you can talk to relatives, right, and keep them, abreast of what's happening. For us now, it is helping with things like assistance with bills, right? Because the bills pile up,
right.
And it's even just your basic bills
now,
easily pile up with rent and utility and property taxes and all those things, besides the medical bills that start rolling in. It is those small things. It might be snacks to grab and go, put in your car so that, because
right.
You're constantly trying to grab something to eat or have something that the child would be willing to eat because they have to stay, you know, their nutrition is so important, but having just calories is important to be able to maintain their health while they're going through the treatment.
And just to go over to a store to buy some of these things, it all takes time.
It does. And it's like you don't want that time away from your child. right? Yes. Because you would basically be leaving them at the hospital or in the bed or whatever. Say, yeah. I'll be back, you know, in 20, 30 minutes while I try to get across the street here, you know, in
exactly.
downtown Richmond
yeah.
or in D.C. to get, you know, to go to the convenience store and pick something up. So it really is just being able to have those things handy, you know, when they're doing the car ride because it's long rides back and forth.
You've got something, yeah.
You've got something. So everybody's mm-hmm. not hangry in the car as they're driving, you know, and sitting in traffic.
Right. No, or you think of being able to do things like either cleaning the house or mowing the lawn. It's things that you're thinking, and especially if you live in a neighborhood with an HOA or something, and you're thinking, if I don't get this mowed on top of everything else, I'm going to be dealing with this. So these are... They're small, but they're not small.
Right. They are just things that you, I hate to say that you wake up in the middle of the night and you're worrying about it, or
right.
you're sitting at the hospital thinking, oh, I've got to make sure that this happens and there's nothing in the fridge for anybody else to have for dinner.
Yes.
You know, what are we going to do? Or it is worrying about, like, well, you know, the cost of gas to get me down here. Now, how am I going to afford to get back home?
Yeah.
You know, it's just all those little things. But then it is like my grass continues. It's raining outside right now. It's growing.
So how am I? Yeah, right. So all of a sudden, yeah. Or you're thinking, all right, I'm going to have time tomorrow. I was going to mow it tomorrow, but now it's going to rain. When am I going to get another right. chance again? So there are all of these things that you take the worry away from a lot of just real small things.
It is. And it also, though, going back to that social piece, is helping families to meet other families that may be at different part phases, but also just at different points in their journey. And it's just wonderful to see them interact and, you know, just, I don't want to say share stories, because then you want to feel like what you've experienced or what you're worried about or the little things that happen are normal, right? You want to have somebody
yes.
else who normalizes that, and you feel heard and understood by somebody who's been there, that has walked that path. And so it's just really great seeing them, you know, get together at some of our family events, meet other people, and just create this new kind of support circle that also really gets where they're coming from.
That is so important, because I know we met a family from Stafford, and they were dealing with a lot of the same things. And it does help just to have somebody that empathizes with you, or that you're able to work out, hey, could you drive here, or could you do this or that?
Right, because you're both experiencing the same
yeah.
things. And,
yeah.
and you know there's not a judgment. Right to some
right.
of the, I don't want to say some of the crazy things you worry about or think about or you wish or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like there's no judgment, because they're like, I've sat there in, you know, in that same chair mm-hmm. and I've had some of those same things, and that's perfectly normal. It's really great. But we also have where, you know, those that are in active treatment also get to meet some that are in their first year or second year of remission, and just seeing what that looks like too.
Right.
You know, and it's just I think for both it's a very positive, you know, relationships that they build there, so they can have that experience, but that support at the different levels.
Kathleen Pasolano in this morning from Fairy Godmother Project. We're going to talk about events that are taking place. We're also going to talk about ways that you can volunteer and ways that you can financially help out Fairy Godmother Project too. FairyGodmotherProject.org is the website. More coming up by News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Kathleen Pasolano in this morning from Fairy Godmother Project, fairygodmotherproject.org. We'll mention this a couple of times, Kathleen, but if people are interested, you make it really easy, you know, of how people, whatever they want to do, you'll slot them in to do something that they feel comfortable doing if they want to volunteer in some way.
Right. Some are absolutely, they would love to get the training and then move on to additional training to be a lead volunteer, where they're personally connected to a family and they kind of are with that family throughout their journey, checking in on them, you know, making sure that, you know, if there's things or resources that are available, they get connected to it. But there's lots of others that are like, I will happily go and anonymously drop off or deliver something, deliver their meals, no contact on, you know, know, to their front porch. I'll happily go, you know, make the meals, or I'll decorate the snack and meal bag so that it brings a smile to their face when they get delivered.
A variety of ways, that's a fun way to do things.
You know, so it's everybody's capabilities, comfort level. You know, we've had individuals who have started in one place and then say, okay, I think I'm more ready to, you know, to do this, you know, and they might help, you know, help out at one of our family events and, you know, and then they get to know families and they're like, oh, I feel, you know, they really are my neighbors. They really are people going through something that, you know, it's not as, you know, obviously it is scary, but it's not interacting with them is just like interacting with anybody. Yeah. I think I feel a little bit more comfortable. And so we really do work with wherever people are at. And also if they have talents in a particular way, you know, we've had individuals who've gotten groups together and they've raked leaves in the fall, which is really helpful.
Yeah.
You know, we've had offers to shovel snow, you know, so families can get in and out, you know, when they absolutely have to leave to get to the hospital.
But this past winter had to be really difficult with the ice that never left.
It really was really difficult. But thinking about people who you don't get a choice to say, well, we just won't go. If your child, you know, in the middle of the night spikes a fever, you've got to go. And you don't know how long you're going to be going for. And so, like, every time you walk out the door, you almost have – I always think about, like, you know, when you're expecting, right? And you're like, oh, have that bag ready in the car because you may – you know, it might happen and you better have it. It's like our parents, they perpetually have something packed and ready, but they don't know if it's an overnight stay or if it's 30 days. You know, some have made it, you know, where it's like the reaction to the treatment is, you know, they miss Thanksgiving is in the hospital, you know, Christmas and other holidays are in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm sure they're like, when am I ever going to get to go home again? It's just very hard. And so for a lot of our families, it's also that separation piece, right? Because you probably have a parent that's there, that's staying there, and then you have another parent who is trying to hold everything down here at home, and, you know, other siblings potentially, and it's very emotionally overwhelming, not knowing, but also just the long hours, the constantly being on pins and needles every time you get blood work done or every time they do a scan,
right.
You know, is it getting better? Is it not? Every time, like I said, the child has a fever or doesn't feel quite right, you're like, oh my goodness. So it's just, imagine living that way for, you know, we're not just talking like a week or a month. I mean, we're literally, on average, the families we're serving right now, it's about 30 months that they're in active treatment. So, you know, you obviously have some that it's less, but for a lot, it's even more. I mean, that's just amazing to think almost 3 years of your life.
Oh, it is.
Changing. And even beyond, obviously, it doesn't stop there, right?
No. 25 years later for my son, whenever he talks about, you know, having a fever or having, you know, some of those things you mentioned, you always have you had that checked out? If, you know, is it anything unusual? You still worry about it.
You do. Your heart spikes. You just did drop, you know, it's just, you're just worried it's back, you know? So it's like, even though I always say, like, you rang the bell, but there's still all that after stuff that's still there. And it carries on, right? All the life decisions you make beyond that, or how the child's grown and developed, you're doing a lot of things to make sure that you're making up for that lost time, or making up for whatever the effects of, you know, the treatment that saved their life, you know, what if long-term effect it had on where they're at now and what they're capable of.
Yeah, and it can. And that's that is a scary thing. I always say, Kathleen, that the Fairy Godmother Project taught me, I can remember doing interviews with families. This was before I knew of Fairy Godmother Project, and would talk to them about their child and would go to great lengths never to mention their name, just because I just felt like, oh, that's going to bring back, that's just going to be really insensitive. And you since find out that every family will tell you that it's a great gift when you do mention their name.
It is. They you know, they want to talk. They want to share stories. If the child has passed, they do want to carry on that memory. Their worst fear is that the child will ever be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see the rest of the world continue to go on, right? And their life, it's very changed permanently. And so just seeing, you know, peers go back to school. We do like a back to school luncheon with our Stargazer families, which is our bereaved families program, because they see that passage of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, and having an opportunity to get together with other moms, dads that have experienced this and just talk through that and laugh, cry, share stories. It just makes that time period a little bit more bearable. You know, thinking about where your child would be, but also all those great things and those memories that you have from, you know, with your child. And a lot of times at those moments, it's like somebody will share a story and they're like, oh, I didn't even realize I remembered that, or I'd kind of forgotten that that had happened. But it's in the telling of stories that mm-hmm. that memory does, you know, continue on.
Oh, it's got to be. And it's this time of year. And if you do have friends who've lost children, this time of year has got to be difficult with graduation.
With graduation, because you are seeing their peers. You are hearing, you know, getting those announcements, you know.
Or weddings.
Where they're going off to school, all those things, and absolutely, and yeah. So it does mark those passages of time.
So it's things. It's okay to in most cases the families do want it. They do want to talk,
right?
And don't be afraid about that. And even if they get teary eyed and cry, they'll tell you that, you know, just you remembering is a big deal.
And they would love for you to share your memories.
Yes.
It's not hurtful. It actually is just something, a great gift that you're giving to share those memories or something that you recall, because obviously it also tells them that their child was important to other people, right, in their lives and in the community. And it also might be a story that they didn't know about.
I was going to say that.
And they love learning more about, you know, their child. And so absolutely, like, talking about it and being there and listening and allowing them to just recognizing that that really is such a gift.
Well, and that Fairy Godmother Project has become so We talk about the banquet that you just had and some of the programs, and we'll get into some of the events that the community gets involved in. Fairy Godmother project has been just so good to teach us all of these things and give us ways to help families and educate us on a lot of these things.
That's really what our community engagement and outreach program is all about, is to give tools to our community that they can use to engage with people that they know and care about. So that if they do hear about a family who has gotten a diagnosis, making sure that they recognize what resources are mm-hmm. available. Yes, they receive usually a resource packet or something from the hospital, but it's very different for somebody that they trust to say, hey, I heard about, today I heard about Fairy Godmother Project on the radio and I was thinking about you.
Right.
And these are some things that they do. You know, we've had individuals who have taken it one step further who have been like, you know, I know you've got lots going on here. Can I sit down? I'll sit down with you and I'll fill out the form and help submit it. And knowing that as soon as they submit it, somebody receives it. It doesn't go into cyberspace. It doesn't get, we're really big about giving you a call right away, emailing you, especially if it's like you send it in the middle of the night, you know, something to let you know we've gotten it and that, you know, we just want to touch base and we want to start right away to be there. And you get to, they get to dictate. It's one thing in their life, they get to dictate how we help, right? So the things that are helpful, we don't come in and say, you're going to do these three things and that's what we're going to give you. It really is about, you know, do you need more, you know, help with gas because you're moving around a lot more? Mm-hmm. Or is food, you know, an issue, you know, food insecurity or just in general, you know, price of groceries? Is that something that would be helpful? Do you want your house clean? Do you have a lawn that you want mowed? You know, it's really letting them. Do you want a AAA membership? Because you are on the road a lot and you don't have one and you always fear about breaking down and what would I do?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now
what a
you've
great
got
idea. I never even thought of
something
that.
Like that. So somebody, you know, you have somebody to call if you need help. And so it's those little things they get to choose, you know, do you want a community care package from somebody in the community who's just going to periodically, you know, mail something or drop something off, and just it's a nice little surprise to say somebody cares about you, that you don't even know this person, but they know that you're valuable, you're loved,
yeah.
you're part of this community.
That is a AAA membership is a great Isn't idea. It? When I was diagnosed a few years ago with cancer, somebody got me a subscription to watch baseball, the MLB subscription to watch baseball, and I did when I was being treated over at Hematology Oncology Associates on infusion days. I would sit there with my iPad and watch baseball, and it was a great gift. And I've given it since to some people and some families that I've known that have had that. But a AAA membership is something I never would have thought of.
Well, and I had never thought about the subscription piece. So that's really great to think about, like, what does someone really would enjoy?
Would they, yes.
Right, because, like, treatment's hard, and it's long, and it's boring, and you just have to sit in one spot. And so having something that you enjoyed, absolutely.
It was the best gift. I've told this person over and over again. I've said, Mike, that was the greatest gift anybody could ever give to somebody. And I've since done that because, and again, just look for ways that you can help. And like you said, where the families have control, because when our family was dealing with it, at first I was very hesitant. I didn't want to take, you know, if you came and said, here, we want to help you with this, I'd be like, Kathleen, I'm okay. And but to give them, you know, it's not as though this is what you're going to, you know, trust us, you'll like this. To give them some control over it too is necessary.
And they can change it every single month. Yeah. They could change it, you know, like talk to us and say, oh, I really do need that now. There's no, oh, well, you didn't sign up for it at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, because we know that journey changes and where you're at and your, you know, maybe the supports that you have, you know, are might change over time, because it's just, you know, the emotional fatigue that normally happens. And so we want to fit in there and fill spaces wherever it's needed. And so we do have a lot of families who start off and they're like, I just want this, and that's fine. And, you know, and if they change, and they often do because their life changes, then, you know, then they change, and we change with it. And it's not, you know, we just want to be helpful, but we don't want to be one added thing. We don't want to be somebody who they feel like, oh, I've got to call one more person and tell them how that appointment went. I don't even want to think about that appointment. Mm-hmm. Or I need to check in because they're, you know, we are here to talk, to listen, but also you can also like not answer our call or not answer our text. It's okay. And that's the freedom we give families, because we know it's overwhelming and we don't want to be one more thing. That, you know, they know we care. We are touching base. We're there with them. But letting them come and have conversations, or if they want to and when they want to.
FairyGodmotherProject.org is the website. And whether you're there to want to sign up as a volunteer, or find out how to give financially, or if you're a family that needs it, it gives you everything. Facebook too has all kinds of great things. But that is good to if you know of someone, point them in the direction of Fairy Godmother Project, or let you guys know, you can go from there.
Right. I mean, we love to be connected as soon as possible, just because we want to be able to help right away. Yeah. We don't want to wait till the struggle has already begun. But we're there then too. I mean, you know, for some people it's you know, they have five things that they want to get straight, and then they're like, oh, now I'm ready, and that's fine too. So we are there for them whenever they want us.
Quick break, and we'll come back and talk about a lot of events coming up over the next few months, and we'll get into all of that. Kathleen Pesolano is here with the Fairy Godmother Project, fairygodmotherproject.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a Kathleen Pesolano here this morning from Fairy Godmother Project, fairygodmotherproject.org. The website for information. Facebook has all kinds of stuff too, and there are a lot of things going on in the next little bit, Kathleen. A lot of fundraising, and a lot of fundraiser raising projects. But this really starting tomorrow is sort of the kickoff of just events
It is. It used to be where after the Stardust Ball, there was kind of this space until you had, you know, the Carter's Crusaders golf tournament and Josh Hardy's Superhero Celebration. You know, they're both in October. You know, so we had this little bit of gap, and then we'd have our September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
I thought so, yeah.
But we could kind of like breathe and kind of like, you know, we did a lot of family activities. We still are doing family activities. We're still doing volunteer events, but they're just kind of getting like every weekend. Is somewhere.
Oh, I know. There's something going on.
You know, so it's, right. So the HEPI 5K, 15K run, we're the beneficiaries of. So that is this weekend. It's on Saturday. You know, I think there's still spaces available. So if anybody, you know, would like to run, with the rain, with it being cooler, you might want to instead of being in the 90 degrees. But that is Saturday. And then
where is that at?
That is right in downtown. You start at the park, Old Mill Park.
Okay. And again, all of
not
these
Old
events.
Mill, if you... Riverside, the river.
Yeah. And any of these, and any of these things we talk about, if you go to the Facebook page, there are links to all of these.
Exactly.
All of these places. But yes, tomorrow morning is the Happy Chiropractic 5K, 15K run. And you're like you say, sometimes running races on days like this where it's cloudy and even if it's raining a little bit, those are fun races to be in.
Exactly. And sometimes people want to challenge themselves. A 15K is not a usual length around here.
No.
So it's kind of special. So people like when there's that, you know, out of the ordinary and they can say, oh, I did this. And so, like I said, the weather to me is perfect. I like a little cooler. So they're going to be out there running. So if you'd like to join them, please do.
So 15K, I guess, is like right around 10 miles, I'm guessing. If a 5K is three.
So just a little under, yeah.
Just a little under 10 miles.
Yep. Just so, 10. It's no big deal.
Just 10. Oh, no, I know. Just three would be a big deal for me.
Same here.
But so that's tomorrow. And the fact that you're talking about these events and you don't have anything even in front of you, they're in your mind, shows how involved you've been with each of these events we're talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, I always love to tell people, I mean, we are a very small staff. We are very thrifty. Mm-hmm. You know, when you donate and support us, a lot of the really great work is done because we have amazing volunteers. But, you know, the majority of what is donated goes into services and specifically help directly to families. And so, yes, we all know all the dates, all the stuff, because everybody's involved in some sort of way, you know, whether it's creating marketing materials or talking about it out in the public, that kind of stuff. So.
So tomorrow's the first race, June 20th, and is the next, that's the Kicking for Kellen race.
It is. And so that race is in memory of Kellen, who died from cancer at the young age of 6. And so this actually will be his 12th birthday. So June 20th is his actual birthday. And so it's a big year for us. This is our third year of having this family fun run. That's why it's a 6.20K, because June 20th. Now this year is actually on his birthday. A lot of times it was, you know, whenever the Saturday fell.
Yeah.
But it is, a lot of people hear 6.20K and they're like, oh, that's like, you know, that's 10 miles. That's, you know, this and stuff. So it really is only, it's only about 4.3 or 8 or something, somewhere in there. Those little points don't matter.
No, they don't.
By then, you're tired. It doesn't matter.
I can just I can see a text coming to me from your husband.
He's gonna tell you exactly what
he'll
it
tell
was,
me exactly what it is.
And he's like, you know this.
Or he'll say, I'd like you to come and why don't you run that little bit that you and Kathleen, that doesn't amount to anything. Well, why don't you come and run just that part?
He probably would. But you can run or you can walk. It's open to the entire family.
Yeah.
All the funds go to support families that are currently, their child is in active treatment. And it, like I said, it's in memory of Kellen. It's to carry on this child even during treatment, greeted life with a smile every day and a thumbs up. And so these are big, very symbolic in the event. The actual top female, top male little trophies have big thumbs ups on them, which is just of cool. So like I said, you can come out and do that, sign up the whole family. We would love to have you come out. And then there's great food trucks and music, and we have Barley Naked will be there selling beer, and there's lots of family fun activities. There's cotton candy. There's snow cones. What else would you need on a hot Saturday?
You would not need anything else. That is perfect, actually. And you're and what a great cause that you're doing it for.
Right. I mean, and like I said, all the proceeds go to support directly families in need.
I would imagine that for the families to put on these events, they whether it's when we'll talk about some golf tournament, we'll talk about the golf tournament, but whether it's a run or a golf tournament, there's a lot of work involved in putting them on. But boy, it feels good, I know, to be able to raise money to help families.
They a lot of times they want to give back, right? They really want mm-hmm. to help somebody else who's in the shoes that they were in. They also, it's a great opportunity to remember their child, to tell a story, to meet other people that knew their child at the event. But also, there's just such joy for the family to see people come out, run, walk, even people they don't know, to just know that they're there to remember their, you know, to remember their child. And, you know, I think the biggest fear, like just about being forgotten, I know our biggest fear when we were putting on any new event is that what if nobody shows up?
Yeah.
Right? What if it like that is? And thank you to everybody that does show up, everybody who takes time on their, you know, weekend to go do some good things. This is definitely a great opportunity to be there on a very special day. It's hard on a child's birthday to think about them when they're no longer here. And so to be there, to run, to walk, to just, if you can't do that and you just want to sign up and then just encourage other people, you know, you can be out there and be cheering people on. We would love to have you.
One of the great things you do that Fairy Godmother Project does on people's birthdays is you put signs in their yard recognizing it's their birthday. And to me, as far as a kindness thing goes, that is such a kind thing to do. So that so that child's birthday is recognized, and they don't go through a day of where, well, nobody even remembers.
Well, and we really work with our families to find out what they would like to have happen on their mm-hmm. child's birthday or on the anniversary of their passing. So for some, they do want luminaires, or they do want something that's acknowledging and that it highlights that this is a special day still. For others, they may want a random act of kindness done in their child's name. Okay. And we have random act of kindness cards that tell a little bit about each child. And so when you go do that act, you actually hand them the little card to explain why you're doing it. And they get to learn a little bit more about that child's life. And that name gets passed on to somebody else who's maybe has never met them. Sometimes it's a favorite food. You know, we have one gentleman who he was a teenager when he got diagnosed and he passed away. But he was in culinary arts. And so, like, for him, it was something related to a very special food. And so on his birthday, it may say, go out and enjoy, you know, Chinese orange chicken because that was his favorite.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or wear, you know, purple and pink because that was her favorite color. Or take a picture with your pet because, you know, their child was such an animal lover. And then ask you to post, you know, comment and post, you know, on our announcement post because the family sees it there. And they see that people in the community are doing things to remember their child on this day that's very important to them.
No, those are just and those are things that those are things we all can do, mm-hmm. and to remember. If you've got an acquaintance or a friend, somebody that you know, just remember. Again, it's these little small things.
It is just that they haven't been forgotten.
Yes. So moving on to the next event would be August 30th, the Carnival for Chorus Cause. I remember this from last year.
It was the first year last year,
yeah.
And you know. It was a family whose child had entered remission, who wanted had always wanted to give back and wanted to, you know, to do something. And they really felt that obviously her core having experiences, that this was a cause that she, you know, that they wanted to put forward. They wanted people to be more aware of, to be aware of resources. And the carnival ideas obviously is just a lot of fun. So there's, you know, there's entertainers, there's clowns, there's face painting, and there's, you know, there's obviously food, snow cones, dunk tank, games, bounce house, music, you know, just the whole atmosphere there at Strange Ways. And, you know, it is a Sunday. It's for a couple of hours in the afternoon. But it's just so much fun coming out. And you really feel like you're at a small carnival. And it comes out, it raises funds once again for families facing pediatric cancer. And so this is the second annual of this event.
Okay, I guess I'd forgotten that last year was the first time. But again, a fun thing that the family's doing that kind of represents what their child was like. Next up would be the Day of Giving in September. That's over 2 days.
It is. We have a kickoff party the night before because, of course, you would for a really special day. Mm-hmm. And so we have that at Ironclad in downtown. And then we have on Friday where we actually have the Day of Giving, and it's 24 hours of giving. And so for each of the hours, there's specific things. So it may be during this hour, this two-hour slot, funds go towards gas cards. And so, like, if you're sitting in traffic and you're like, wow, gas cards seem really important at this moment, and you want to give during the, you know, the 8 to 10 hour, you could. And you would know that that is going to buy gas cards for families that are going and sitting in traffic with you, but have to get to their child to the hospital or get to their child to treatment. You know, same thing. So you can kind of almost, you can designate. We do have a lot of amazing businesses that offer to match. And so, like, during different hours, you know, if we're raised the funds, you know, they're willing to match them, which, you know, doubles what, you know, what you're giving. And so, like, giving during those hours is really critical too. So for those matches. But, you know, we're on social media, we are on every, you know, we were just like really pushing things out that day. It's such a busy day, just to make sure people are aware of where we're at, what's happening. You get to hear, you see some videos of some of our families put together to tell you about, you know, why gas is important, or why bill pay assistance really helps, or, you know what, how AAA, you know, like, they broke down and they're, you know, they had somebody change their tire, and they were like, then they were able to get on their way to where they had to be. You know, it's just those things that are, you know, we can all imagine, but it's also a unique opportunity to also hear from someone who's experienced that and had that type of help too.
October 2nd is Carter's Crusaders golf tournament. We have done shows on that before. That's been going on now for a while, and it is a real significant, it has turned into a real significant event. That family has really been able to get people involved.
Right. Carter's family, the Harris family, are amazing. They do this event every year. This year, again, it'll be at Forest Greens up in Triangle. And it's a beautiful day, beautiful place. You know, if you need an excuse to take off on a Friday for a good cause,
come out for
golf. They feed you breakfast. you get a homemade, you know, barbecue lunch that Carter's grandma makes, which, you know, so we're talking about really like home cooked, you know, pork barbecue there and coleslaw, you know, and they feed you, and then there's prizes, and it's just a really fun day. But they do it once again to give back and to raise funds, you know, to help so we can continue to say yes to families that reach out for help.
And finally, Courtney has been in Carter's mom has been in a number of times, and is just passionate about this. And I think somebody in his family too was a golf professional or had done some golf up in Prince William County. So that makes this even, you know, even closer to home and
they
very
all,
family.
They
friendly.
All were very involved in golf and playing golf. And I have heard lots of stories of Carter just, you know, being a young child, you know, out there with them on the green, and of course running wild, you know, on the golf course, because you would if grandpa's out there and your uncle's out there and, you know, everybody's out and stuff. And so it really does resonate relate to those memories, that about some of those happy times.
And the final event, as we go on the long event calendar with Fairy Godmother Project, October 17th is the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. That's a fun event with all kinds of things that has been going on. And I even have, because I've gone a few times and I have my superhero shirt. I usually don't. I got a superhero shirt so I could go and not wear a cape that Amy Hardy had given me years ago. But
that's one stipulation. You have to wear something superhero oriented. Okay, so it can be a costume, so you can have your Halloween costume early if you're going to be a superhero.
It's true.
But you also can wear any sort of paraphernalia. So whether it's a hat, whether it's a shirt, a lot of people go all out. It's once again open to the whole family. It is at Strange Ways, and it is just a really fun event. I mean, they've got music. And they, you know, like you come in and they have pizza.
They have a cakewalk. It's the only place that I know of that you can go to a cakewalk.
They have so many cakes, which is lovely. I mean, everybody, they're donated, but the kids just love doing cakewalk. The adults do. Some too do too. But it's like it goes on for hours.
It does.
Because you know, there's still so many desserts to win, and the kids just enjoy it, and it's just hilarious. But yes, the cakewalk takes, you know, center stage.
So I love the cakewalk. One of my questions for you, and I've never even thought to ask you this. I go to a few of these. I have gone to you. I always see you. I guess when you're able to, you're actually personally at a lot of these events.
Oh, I do. I mean, unless there's some reason that I'm not in town, I'm always go to all of them. I feel like, and a lot of the staff do too, even whether they're working or whether they're just on their own time and they bring their families. We just know how meaningful this is to the families that are putting these on. And so it really is a family affair, and people, we come out and support. We bring neighbors, we bring, you know, so it's like we love to come out, and we really believe obviously in the mission, and we believe in the effect that these simple things of kindness can be on meaningful to a family, even several years later, right? After the loss of a child, it's just it becomes more and more precious because time has passed by.
FairyGodmotherProject.org for more information. Also, Facebook has a list of all the things coming up. There really are some great events that you can have a real impact and help Fairy Godmother Project. FairyGodmotherProject.org, and by attending these events, you're helping each of their causes. When we come back, we'll wrap it up this morning by talking about financially how you can get involved with the Fairy Godmother Project. Kathleen Pesolano is here. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff with Kathleen Pesolano this morning. Fairy Godmother Project has been our focus in dealing with and in helping families with pediatric cancer. It's important to get involved with these events. It's also important, Kathleen, for financially to give to Fairy Godmother Project, for you to be able to continue to do all the great things that we have talked about.
Right. We can only say yes because our community has said yes by donating their time, their treasure, their talents with us. And so, you know, a great way to do that, whether you can give one time or if you could give monthly. And it can be a small amount even monthly, but that makes a difference in just consistently knowing that we have income coming in outside of an event, because we work really hard at events and we have volunteers that help with those. But it I mean, obviously bills still happen. We continue to say yes. Earlier this year, we got our 31st family, all that we had 31 families we were working with, which is really intensive. We've never been that high before, all in active treatment at one time. And so, you know, when we say yes, I don't know if it's going to be for, you know, 3 weeks and they're, you know, then they will be have transitioned out because of where they're at in treatment, or if it's going to be 3 years. And so we're making that financial commitment just knowing and believing that our community is going to step up and continue to support us.
So it's important. Just get involved financially. Again, if you can give a lot, give a lot. But if even if it's, it can be just a little bit, it helps to do something.
It all makes a difference.
So get involved. FairyGodmotherProject.org to get more information on that. And financially, as we talked about volunteering, that's important too. FairyGodmotherProject.org. Well, thanks for taking a little bit of time out. You're very busy these days.
Well, thank you for having us.
So again, get involved with the Fairy Godmother Project, fairygodmotherproject.org. Kathleen Pesolano. Thank you, Kathleen. See you soon.
Thank you.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.